Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. Some of the biggest global banks are going short the Singapore dollar. In fact, some are betting that the island's currency will weaken against the Malaysian ringgit, the Thai baht, and even the Japanese yen. So is the Sing dollar the new short this year? To give us more analysis on this, joining us on the phone today for Money in the Market is Jeff Ng, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Hong Bin. Thanks for inviting.
Hi. Thank you for joining me today. So, you know, with some of the biggest global banks going short on the Singapore dollar, is the Sing dollar the new short?
Well, in some way, yes. I think the Sing dollar may not outperform against other currencies this year, but I would say that perhaps the Sing dollar could be a good hedge against some of the currency volatility this year. I think the issue is also, of course, how the Sing dollar is being managed as a currency and exchange rate policy. So in terms of how the currency is being managed, it can't appreciate or depreciate too much against all the currencies in the world at the same time. So it will likely, you know, strengthen against some currency and weaken against others. So last year, I think it weakened against the US dollar, but this year, as it strengthens against the US dollar, then it may weaken against the others.
Okay. So how would you say the Sing dollar fared so far since the beginning of the new year?
Well, I would say that there were some modest progress against the US dollar. I think the Sing dollar gained by around 2% since the end of the year. I think that has continued the progress that has been made since around November last year. But of course, against some of the other currencies, the movements at the start of the year, the Sing dollar's gain is lagging behind. Like the Thai baht, the Indonesian rupiah, they have gained by around 4-5%. So that was a bit lesser.
Okay. And you know, the Sing dollar though was one of the currencies to actually remain resilient against the U.S. dollar last year. So, what's your outlook like for the Sing dollar for the year ahead then?
Yeah, we continue to see some slight gains against the U.S. dollar between now and end of the year. In fact, the Sing dollar has already breached our year-end target against the U.S. dollar because we were expecting it at around 1.32 by the end of the year, but now it's already below that, I think around 1.31 plus. So I think in terms of how the currency is being managed, it's still supposed to appreciate against all the other currencies by around 1.5% per annum. So yeah, we anticipate that the Sing dollar could still see some gains against some currencies, including the US dollar for this year, but perhaps not be the best performing currency for the year ahead.
Okay. And in fact, you know, some are betting, including Goldman Sachs Group, they're betting that the island's currency will weaken against the Malaysian ringgit. Do you see that happening as well?
I think in some way, yes. I think for now, the ringgit has been supported by, I think after the general elections last year, that I think there's been some positivity in terms of having at least some political stability for the next 5 years after the new administration. And then at the same time, for the first half of the year, we are seeing that the commodity prices may be fairly subdued. But by the second half of the year, with China's reopening in progress, that may continue to benefit the tourist sector as well as Malaysia exports. That could help to support the ringgit by the second half of the year, and that may result in more ringgit gains against the Sing dollar, particularly as we head towards the second half of the year. But near term, I think for now, I will still anticipate that the Sing dollar could still hold its ground against the Malaysian ringgit or perhaps do even slightly better.
Okay. What about the baht and the yen? I mean, the Japanese yen was one of the worst performers last year. Will the baht and the yen be able to outperform the Sing dollar this year?
I think in the near term, what we also anticipate is that there could still be some uncertainty in terms of the markets, because for now, I think the markets are uncertain about the trajectory of China's economic recovery because they have opened up quite rapidly, but there's also been some, like let's say, holiday disruptions like the Lunar New Year period.
Mm-hmm.
So it may mean that the economic momentum in the near term may not be so favorable for the baht in terms of having a lot of tourists flood into Thailand in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think by the second half of the year, when the economic recovery is more apparent for China and also for the tourist outlook in Thailand, I think that could mean that the Thai baht continue to see more gains. So for now, we see some consolidation after prior gains, and then for the second half of the year, we see more inroads ahead. And then as regards to the yen, we believe that for the yen, there's still a lot of uncertainty over their monetary policy,
mm-hmm.
but we anticipate that it will be clearer. And the possibly some of the ultra-loose accommodative monetary policy may start to be sort of like tweaked or changed or maybe even abolished as we hit from April onwards. After
mm-hmm.
they look into their spring wage negotiations and after they look into their inflationary trends.
Okay.
So I think that may mean that the yen gain later on in the year as well.
Mm-hmm. And I picked up an article earlier which said that some economists are saying that the MAS could tighten monetary policy in April after we saw that sticky inflation data yesterday. Do you see that
mm-hmm.
happening as well? And how will that affect the Sing dollar?
I think it will likely be a fairly balanced call for the MAS to consider
mm-hmm.
For April. For now, we are seeing like about a 60% chance that they will not do anything.
Mm.
But there's still about a 40% chance that they could do something. And perhaps they could increase the slope of the Sing Yen, which
mm-hmm.
means that they want the Sing Yen to appreciate at a faster pace compared to the other currencies.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, because of the fact that inflation has been fairly high, but I don't think it's getting worse. It's starting to stabilize,
mm-hmm.
Even though it's still at elevated levels.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps by the second half of the year, the concern will start to shift towards perhaps some economic slowdown from the major economies, which
mm-hmm.
may alter balance against China's recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So that may cause the MAS to be considering like the growth concerns versus the inflation concerns.
Okay. And now just for an overall perspective, I mean, we saw last year that the U.S. Fed rate hikes, that was the biggest driver of currency markets, especially as it boosted the U.S. dollar. What do you think will be the biggest driver this year?
I think this year it will be likely a mix. So what happened last year was a bit of a central bank divergence team
mm-hmm.
because the Fed raised interest rates by more than 4%,
mm-hmm.
Which was by far the largest compared to other major central banks as well as Asian central banks.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think it could be the fact that markets are really starting to wonder with the Fed tightening by so much last year, whether they will start to keep it on hold or maybe look into cutting their high interest rates. But for other central banks like the European Central Bank and other Asian central banks, they may still continue to hike further.
Mm.
So that could remain a factor this year. And I think also what could also shape the currencies will also be on the current account, because when you export more than you import, you
mm-hmm.
do get some support on your currencies because you get the demand for your currency. So I think that could be a larger factor compared to last year, because last year, really 80%, 90%,
mm-hmm.
it was really on the Fed hiking
mm-hmm.
aggressively. So
mm-hmm.
I think this time around, there'll be a few factors that will drive currency markets.
Okay. And finally, what other currencies should investors look out for this year?
I think I will also look out for some of the underperforming currencies
mm-hmm.
for last year. I think some of the underperforming currencies include the Korean won,
mm.
Even the Chinese yuan did quite badly for perhaps
right.
The first three quarters of the year before some reversal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, some of the underperforming currencies do have some room to rebound further. So I think that includes the won. And
mm-hmm.
I think some of the currencies that also did not do well last year, like the Indian rupee
mm-hmm.
and the Philippines peso, I think if the fundamentals are right this time around, there's also some potential room for some potential gains as well. So yeah, I'll also watch out for some of these currencies, especially when the import bills start to shrink and the current account deficit narrows. I think that could also provide some scope for their recoveries against the US dollar.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Jeff Ng, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.